On Saturday afternoon, the kids in Katie's cooking club gathered in the Carew family's kitchen. They were all very excited. This wasn't just any meeting of the cooking club. This week, the kids were baking holiday cookies.
Mmm, these are delicious,
George Brennan said as he bit into a tree-shaped sugar cookie. Suzanne made a face. George, wait until you're finished chewing before you talk, she told him. George opened his mouth wide, showing his half-chewed cookie.
Ugh,
Miriam Chan groaned, turning away from George.
That's so gross.
These cookies are really yummy, Emma Weber said, trying to turn the attention away from George.
I can't wait to bring them home. My brothers and sister will love them.
My mom says I'm not allowed to bring any cookies home,
Mandy Banks told her.
We have too many sweets in the house already.
I know what you mean,
Kevin Camilleri agreed.
My house is filled with candies and cookies. And of course, we have my Aunt Edna's fruitcake. We get one of those every year.
I hate fruitcake, Suzanne said with a frown.
So do I, Kevin agreed. Everyone in my family does. We never eat Aunt Edna's cake. We always bring it to the homeless shelter on Christmas Eve. Then we help out by serving dinner there.
I bet the people there don't like your Aunt Edna's fruitcake either,
George teased.
I think it's nice that Kevin's family takes food to the shelter,
Emma W. said.
So do I, Katie agreed. In fact, I have a great idea.
Jeremy Fox smiled. He loved Katie's great ideas.
What do you want to do, Katie?
He asked.
I think we should make a whole lot of cookies, Katie said.
We're already doing that, Katie Kazoo,
George said, using the cool nickname he'd given Katie back in third grade.
No, we have to make more. Lots more, Katie explained. Then we can wrap them up like presents and take them to the homeless shelter for its holiday party. I know the people there would love them as much as we do.
That is a great idea, Katie,
Jeremy agreed.
Maybe we could help serve food at the holiday party, too,
Emma W. suggested.
It's really lots of fun,
Kevin told her.
Ruff, ruff,
Katie's dog Pepper barked. He leaped up and put his paws on the kitchen counter. Then he reached his mouth up and tried to eat a cookie.
No way, Pepper, Katie said with a laugh.
She moved the plate of cookies out of his reach. These are for the people at the shelter. I'll get you one of your cookies. She reached into a cupboard and pulled out a dog treat. She tossed it high in the air. Pepper leaped up and caught the treat in his mouth.
Good boy, Katie said.
She patted him on the head. Then she turned to her friends.
Okay, so it's settled. We'll all meet here on Christmas Eve to watch the Christmas house decorating contest. After they pick a winner, we'll go over to the shelter together.
I'll have to ask my mom since it's Christmas Eve,
George said.
We usually spend that night together as a family. But I'll bet she'd let me go serve food at the shelter for a little while.
I know my parents will say it's okay,
Emma W. said.
They'll probably even come and help.
Why do we have to do this on Christmas Eve? Suzanne demanded.
Because that's the night they choose a winner in the house decorating contest. And it's also the night the shelter has its big party, Katie explained.
But I can't go on Christmas Eve, Suzanne said.
I'm going to the Cherrydale Christmas extravaganza that night.
That's okay, Jeremy told her. There are plenty of us. We won't even notice you're missing.
Suzanne stuck her tongue out at Jeremy. He stuck his tongue out at her.